Welcome to the Till Books Do Us Part podcast. I'm Justin.
And I'm Jackie. Join us each week as we, a husband and wife duo, deep dive and discuss your favorite books.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, guys. Welcome to our first introduction episode.
Yeah, welcome.
Before our first official episode comes out, we wanted to take a few minutes to introduce ourselves and talk a little bit about how we got into Fourth Wing. So, Jackie, you want to get us started?
Sure. Well, I'm Jackie, and I guess I'm what you consider the seasoned reader between the two of us, because I've been a bookworm since I was a kid. I was an OG Harry Potter fan. I still remember those midnight releases way back then. But as an adult, I feel like I have gone through phases with reading where I'll be really into it for a while and then life gets in the way between work and the kids and going back to school and I just get away from it. But last year, I made a promise to myself where I was going to focus on it and make a point to read because it was such a passion. And I started with the ACOTAR series. I really enjoyed that, but while I was reading it, I kept hearing so much about this Fourth Wing book, and I decided to try that next, and I loved it. After I first started reading it, I reread it immediately. I couldn't get enough of it, and I feel like it just completely reignited my passion for reading. I love all the magic, the dragons, and of course, the romance. But Justin, you're a little bit of a different story, so tell us about you.
Yeah, Fourth Wing was the first book I've read in 10 years. The last book was a leadership book that the company I worked for made all the managers read, and it was terrible. I couldn't stand it, but I suffered through it and just didn't have a desire to read really after that. You've always told me about the details you pick up in books and shows like Harry Potter that we've watched over the years, but I never really, I guess, wanted to put enough effort into it to get those details until you started telling me about Fourth Wing. You know, you didn't have anybody else really to talk to about it because nobody else was reading it that you're friends with. And I decided to start reading it with you. Didn't think I would get as invested as I am, but it's made me want to continue on a journey to be a reader.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm so surprised with how much you liked it and how into it you got. It's honestly been really funny to hear you talk about it and a lot of fun, too. And like hearing you say foreshadowing for the first time was just like so funny to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I've always had that in there. That was part of my vocabulary. I guess I just never had a time to use it.
Makes sense. Well, I also feel like the series, for at least me, reminds me of when we first started dating because you were in the military, and that makes a lot of sense because the author's husband was in the military. So I bet she used a lot of her own experiences.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think that the creativity in the book is amazing, but it's also extremely accurate as far as how the military is set up, between squads and sections and wings and things like that and how it relates. And to me, that's really cool. I get very annoyed at shows and movies when they do basic things wrong, when they cover the military, like having the wrong branch of service uniform or something like that. And those are just easy things to get right. And reading her book, there was never a time where I was annoyed at something because it didn't make sense. All of it made sense. So I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like a shout out to Rebecca Yarros because, you know, obviously to get people as different as you and I are into the same book.
Yeah, right. I've spent most of my adult life in professions that would not contain people that read a lot of romance fantasy. You know what I mean? So I've read it and I was like, damn, this book was legit. This is awesome. Yeah, I read it again. And as you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So that kind of brings me to why are we doing this podcast? So I feel like that conversation right there is exactly it, is you and I have had so much fun talking about this back and forth, and I have enjoyed hearing your take. And especially, you know, as a man and someone who's been in the military, I feel like you have such an interesting perspective, and I feel like other people might enjoy hearing it.
For sure. Well, I also like conspiracy theories also, and the series so far, but this book makes it so easy to have so many conspiracy theories. And that's fun because it's a lot of unanswered questions. It's a lot of, you know, up to you to decide.
Yeah, you've definitely had your fair share of pretty unhinged theories.
Yeah, and they change like every page. I'm like, oh, no, I was wrong about that one. I got a new one though.
They do.
It's just another fun thing that we can do together, something that we can stay connected and bond over. And it's been awesome to read a chapter and discuss it with you in depth.
Yeah. And I mean, I feel like, you know, as adults, we're kind of just doing this because it's something for just us outside of being parents, you know, the day to day going to soccer practices. But this is something that just you and I can do.
Yeah. And if, you know, other people want to listen to it and subscribe to it, that would be great. But really, at the end of the day, it's for us. And if nobody else enjoys it, it's still going to be fun doing this together.
Yeah. But I feel like the added bonus for other people is we're going to be doing the deep dives and the rereads for you. And that includes researching all the popular theories surrounding the series. So for those of you that can't get your friends to read the series, don't worry. We can be your book besties. I do feel like it's really important to go ahead and say spoilers abound. So when we cover the Fourth Wing book, we are going to be discussing everything about the Empyrean series so far, because we've had the benefit at this point of reading both books. So when we're discussing Fourth Wing, it's going to include everything from Fourth Wing, but as well as Iron Flame. It's all going to be on the table. So if you have not finished the series, be sure to finish before our first episode comes out on June 3rd, because in episode one, we're going to be covering the first four chapters of Fourth Wing. So if you want, you can do your reread right along with us.
Absolutely. And we also want to mention that we're new at podcasting. We both have full-time jobs, and like Jackie's mentioned, we have children. So we're going to try to make this as professional as possible. But at the end of the day, we're just a couple parents who really love this book and want to talk to you guys about it. In the meantime, if you or anyone you know would like to subscribe and follow to hear the episodes coming out, you can find us on Instagram at TilBooksPod. That's TilBooksPod, as well as on TikTok under the same name.
We can't wait to start this journey with you.